time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblin. Today's show is brought to you by Something For You, where you can get everything from sewing to gifts. LaVon will have today's program after this.
Have you visited your local quilt shop? Hi, this is Tina at Something For You in Atlantic, and we have high-quality fabric at very reasonable prices to make your projects last longer and look nicer. To help you make your projects, check out our variety of Baby Lock sewing machines, including sergers and embroidery machines. We provide full training on your new machine, and we do all the service work. If sewing isn't your cup of tea, but you'd like a quilt or table runner, stop in and let us make it for you. Something For You, 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're welcoming John Mark Nielsen, who is the director for the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn.
Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning. I always wanted to just say the Danish Museum, but
that's
it's
right.
But it's important to put that immigrant in there.
And actually, though, we are considering changing
the
name of the museum.
Then I won't have to say Danish Immigrant Museum.
No. We're considering changing the name to the Museum of Danish America.
Ah.
So that's something that the board will be meeting on in October.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, some of us don't like change at all, but change is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it sounds like your board is always looking at the purpose and mission of the museum.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So we want to talk today first about, we have several things we want to visit about, but there's been a lot of TV cameramen running around Elkhorn, and we're going to be able to see the results of that pretty soon.
That's right. That's right. Dan Karcher and the Simple Iowa Pleasures, that's going to be airing on May 31st, I understand. And then you also, I think you said you were up at Tivoli Fest this last weekend, and we're always grateful for folks who come and show up, have Abelski and all the other Danish delights, but you saw a Danish television company there. That was a film crew that is doing a program for Danish TV2. They have they found the story of Tivoli Fest interesting, and so about 4 or 5 months ago, they began coming over. They were here for the third time, actually. And what they're doing is putting together a program that explores this Danish-American celebration. And in the larger context, of course, they're celebrating the various ethnic heritages across the United States. But they're interested in telling this Danish-American story to a Danish audience. So they thought that what they would do is show how a community festival is put together. So they started coming very early, meeting with the Tivoli Fest committee, filming them, watching how they put together a celebration like this, came back again in the mid-spring, and then these last 3 weeks they've been here filming extensively as things came together.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting watching them. They certainly were recording people visiting, and they had some questions for people, and so they were recording those folks that were there eating that's where I was at. And
right.
So that was an important part. I mean, it's not just, hey, here's a nice picture of Tivoli Fest.
That's right.
It was really what's
right.
going on.
And it was interesting. One of the questions they asked me, and this was one that they were trying to tease out, I don't think they were successful, and that is how it is that Ebelskiver and Medistapulsa have come to be served together. Now, most of your listeners probably know Ebelskiver, the round, for lack of a better word, the round pancakes like, and then the Medistapulsa, which is a pork sausage. In fact, Henningsen's here in Atlantic makes some very good Medistapulsa. But in Denmark, you would never have those two things together.
Interesting.
Never, never, never. I mean, you just don't do it. Æbleskiver are more prominently served at Christmas as a dessert, and the Medistapulsa, the sausage, is for served separately as a meal. You would never put the two together. So in actuality, what will happen is the Danish audience, I'm sure, will just respond in horror at this putting together. At the same time, what it does reflect is how immigrant groups came to this country and then adapted traditions that they brought to conditions that they found here. So, I mean, the pancake feed is a
pancake sausage.
That's right. That's right. So then the Danish Americans said, "Aha, we'll do this," which then, as I say, the Danes, they'll just, as I say, react more, I'm sure. I can't understand how you would do
how
that.
How you can do that, because, of course, when you add sugar and syrup and grape jelly, whatever you add.
Oh, yeah, and the other thing is you would never put maple syrup on. So, at any rate.
Yes, well, we all learn things.
It'll be an interesting television program, I think.
Yes, wouldn't it be fun to be in the room?
That's
when,
right. That's
when
exactly
it's
right.
It's shown on Danish TV.
And then, of course, Dan Karcher doing Iowa Simple Pleasures, that's, I think, going to be fun because, of course, in that program they go around spotlighting various communities. And they centered on the community of Elkhorn for a number of reasons. I mean, there is the windmill, which is iconic in its image, and then of course the battery charging stations, and then of course
New
the museum.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so I think it's still true that Elkhorn has more battery charging stations than any other place, or maybe the only place between Chicago and Denver. But
people are going, why Elkhorn? Yeah. And hopefully the program answers that. And of course,
right.
That's on Iowa
that's
Public
right.
TV, and mm-hmm. I think it is initially shown at one time, but then it'll be
They'll
on
be
again. So you want to be sure to catch that and see who you know
right.
and find out some things about Elkhorn maybe you didn't know yourself.
That's right. That's right.
And the other thing I find, John Mark, is when somebody else is looking at something, they see it differently than what we might do day to day. So that's sort of an interesting perspective, too.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. We who live in the community, we see it with certain understandings, and then people from the outside, you know, don't have maybe those prejudices or those perspectives, and so see it differently.
And they don't see the long time, bigger picture
right.
sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, that's always an interesting kind of thing to see, how other people see what we see.
Sure.
So then I wanted to mention coming up, you have a big anniversary in June, and we want to get that on people's calendars. We'll talk about it more later, but let's just mention that.
The museum is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and I know I was there at the founding. In fact, it was February 1983 that Governor Branstad came to Elkhorn. It was a cold February night, and I think over 400 people in the community turned out. They were there to meet those of us, and I was member of a committee that was looking for a site to locate a museum, the National Museum of the Danish American Experience. And so we received such a welcome on that February night that I do remember the next day we were meeting at what many of your listeners will remember is the old Wise Owl Motel up on Interstate 80. And we made the determination to locate the museum in Elkhorn. And it's kind of fun. Governor Branstad is planning to be back at the 30th celebration.
Here he is.
That's
again.
Right.
Time rolls around.
That's right.
Yes.
He was at the groundbreaking too. So we hope to have him there. What we're planning is a whole afternoon of activities and into the evening. June 22nd is the day closest to Sankthansaften, the night when, going back to pre-Christian times, there was celebration of the longest day. And so we'll have our traditional bonfire, but we're going to have a picnic banquet sort of opportunity between 5 and 7, and then there will be actually a concert by a Danish-American folk singer, a Danish immigrant folk singer from Olympia, Washington, which I think will be fun. Glenn Hendrickson will be down to play the Victor Borah piano, so there'll be a lot of activities going on.
Okay,
at the
so put that on your calendar
right,
that,
sure.
that weekend, and then like I say, we'll let people know more about that as it gets a little bit closer. But let's get it on the calendar so people come
Great.
On over and know
yes.
that's going to be happening. Now, when we say that 30th anniversary, some people are shaking their heads and say, the museum wasn't there that long ago.
No, it wasn't. And in fact, it's interesting because this year is the 20th anniversary of the completion of the building. When we had this idea of creating a museum, of course we had an idea but no money, and it took us 10 years to really realize the funding and to move forward with the construction of the building. So the museum is 30 years in existence, but the building itself was completed 20 years ago. So mm-hmm. we have lots to celebrate.
You do. And again, lots of changes going on. I read recently you're going to be adding some space.
We need to expand what we're calling a curatorial center. And in large measure, we've been really creating a lot of traveling exhibits. So we need a place to fabricate and to store the traveling exhibits, but then also to extend our visual storage and our storage of artifacts. We are now celebrating modern Danish design with a signature exhibit. We've put the exhibit together, and it's on that classic design of the 50s and 60s. It's going to be traveling to other museums. After this exhibit closes, and it'll be on the road for 2 years, we anticipate that some of those items that have been loaned to us by donors are going to be given to us. So we also need more space. So it's a good part of the project.
And I guess if people have not been to the museum and gone downstairs, where many of the artifacts are now stored, and I'm sure we don't begin to see all of them. It's just, to me, mind-boggling to think about all of those items and how they have to be stored. And not just, putting them on a shelf.
And what's interesting is we have many, many digital photographs and the narratives. Those are available online. So we're thinking about moving the museum in the direction of virtual museum, too, so that our membership, and we have over 3,000 members around the country, have access to the collection, even though they may not be able to visit Elkhorn on a regular basis.
And mentioning around the nation, now you have board members who help make decisions about the whole museum and attachments.
We have 25 board members from across the country, and we try to maintain a geographical representation, a gender representation, and then to have the various organizations from communities around the country. So, we have our board president is from Long Beach, California, for example. We have board members from Houston, from Minneapolis, from Chicago.
Anybody from Denmark?
Not at the moment. There was a member that just went off in last October. However, we do have the son of the former Prime Minister of Denmark is on the board. So I think we have some good Danish representation.
I'm guessing most of those people have some sort of important Danish connection.
They do, and a passion for the celebration of the Danish-American heritage.
Well, lots of things going on there, and if you haven't been to the museum, you need to get there because it's such an important part of the community.
We would welcome everybody coming and come back often.
All right. Yeah, there's always something different there to see.
That's right.
We want to thank you very much, John Mark Nielsen, for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you, LaVon.
If you do not step forward, you will always be in the same place.
Have you visited your local quilt shop? Hi, this is Tina at Something for You in Atlantic, and we have high-quality fabric at very reasonable prices to make your projects last longer and look nicer. To help you make your projects, check out our variety of Babylock sewing machines, including sergers and embroidery machines. We provide full training on your new machine, and we do all the service work. If sewing isn't your cup of tea, but you'd like a quilt or table runner, stop in and let us make it for you. Something for You, 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Brought to you by Something for You, 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 712-243-4157.